they had 1 week of finals and basically 3 weeks here on their own. So we've practiced and they've been up there meeting on their own, watching tape, which they do that every week. So I would say probably both teams have more knowledge because of the time.
And we talked to Tevin. He said that maybe they'd seen some teams try to do too much against Auburn, maybe try to make stops, especially after they give up the big plays. How big is responding when Auburn does make a chunk play?
Well, you know, when they're going to go fast once they make big plays, and everybody knows that. That's who they are. That's what they do, and you got to stop them. But the big thing is, I think you got to get lined up. You got to get lined up. You got to make them earn it. And that's one thing we're going to focus on.
Coach, I think when the average fan watches that offense, they wonder, why is it so hard to stop? As a coach, why is it so hard to stop?
The way they execute. You know, it's all about execution. And it starts, to me, with what they do up front. And like I said before, they stay out of negative plays. If you got pressure coming from this side, they're going to run the ball the other way. They have the ability to get in and out of runs. But the big thing is the way they execute. They play hard and they have toughness.
Now, I know, you know, Alabama, they obviously didn't have a lot of success, but, I mean, any calls placed from you to Kirby or any of your old friends over there to any advice? I mean, do you do that, something like that with 30 days off?
No, well, I talk to Kirby all the time anyhow, but he's not going to help me because of the SEC deal. He's going to be stubborn about that. There's still pride there.
All right.
Getting Sal on staff after working at Alabama, how much did that help to have that time together?
Well, our defensive staff is unbelievable with Sal and Charles Kelly and Odell Hagans. I mean, for me, being a first-year guy, you couldn't ask for a better group of guys for a support staff to lean on, to get advice from, ideas. This is not my deal. This is Florida State's deal, and we've got a great group of guys.
Was it your call to bring Sal on, though?
No, it was Jimbo's call.
Okay. Well, what's it like? Just have with like some continuity with having worked with him?
That's great because first of all, Sal's a good friend of mine.
Okay.
You know, so he's a really good friend. Charles Kelly's a good friend of mine. Me and Odell knew each other from recruiting against each other when I was in Alabama. So our room is outstanding. You know, and I'm not saying we're good football coaches, but when you talk about having a good time, come to our room because we're having a good time in our room.
Is it a different feel from Alabama, the culture of the program?
Well, I would say different personalities. You know, Jimbo and Nick are very similar in their philosophies and all that. But, you know, just like me and you's got different personalities, everybody. And you know, I'd say Jimbo is, I mean, the program has got Jimbo's personality. You know, the kids love him. They're up there all the time. They really enjoy being around him. I mean, you walk by and he's got kids up there playing, I don't know, is it Xbox, PlayStation? Of course, his kids are around all the time. You know, everybody's kids are around all the time. So it's really a joy to come to work. We have a lot of
Jeremy,
fun.
If you listen to him, though, he sounds exactly like Nick. I mean, the way he talks, the buzzwords he uses. Do you hear that, too?
Yeah. Obviously, if you work with Coach for as long as Coach Fisher did, you're going to take from him. You know, that's, I mean, because in this deal, all we do is steal from each other. You know, it's nobody really has original ideas. Everybody's taken from somebody else. And so, but Jimbo, I mean, he takes from, you know, when I got here, I thought I was setting at Alabama, kind of the way he lays things out. But then he puts his twist on it, too, you know, so. Really, it's really good.
Can you talk about the impact Nate and Jalen have had on this defense this year as freshmen?
Yeah, I mean, they come in here and played right away, and we needed them to play. We had some injuries early on and moved Carlos over to offense, and those guys have come in here and done what we've asked them to do from day one. And not only have they filled in, they've been really good players for us. You couldn't tell when you go out there and watch them play that they're the rookies.
So in terms of the way that they use so much window dressing, this sort of thing in the backfield and you know the way you need to have eye discipline and all that, how is it that you guys have gone about practicing for that specifically? I mean, have you done some stuff where, you know, you don't have a ball in play or you have multiple balls in play to, you know, how exactly have you prepped guys to make sure that they're keeping their assignment in this kind of in this?
No, we've just played the plays, you know, and on when you're getting ready on defense, that's what you do. You know, all you can do is work on what they've done in the past, and you just kind of go play the plays, whether it's the counter, the power, the split zone, rocket sweeps. You know, just go play the plays. You got to get the fitters right. And and that's what we've done.
So the next thing is the way that Gus will tweak, you know, will play with blocking assignments and things like that based on what you've done one play or two plays or three plays ago or a drive ago. How does that affect the way that you have to prepare in terms of as a staff to have more than one answer for what they do?
Yeah, you know, there's only so many ways you can block the counter and so many ways you can block the power. And when you watch them play, it ain't like they're doing – that's what they're doing. They're running the zone, the counter, and the power, and the read, sweep, Q, power, O, and they're doing it and saying, we're going to do it, and you got to stop us, and they're doing a nice job of it.
And in terms of dealing with their tempo and the way that they'll run, say, rocket once, speed, sweep, something like that, and then come back with power, with running back power, then quarterback power, these sorts of things. How is it that you, how are you set to make sure that you get the right calls in? And is this a situation where you've got the guys on the field are trained well enough at this point where they're going to make that call if there's going to be a change, or are they going to be looking at you? I mean, how's that going to work?
Well, you know, I don't think the answer is always in the call. You know, the answer is in the execution. You got to execute the call. You know, you got to have the right eye control. You got to know what you're supposed to look at, your key, and then you got to get off blocks and you got to gain tackle. You know, one thing about to me about Auburn is whether it's Gus or Red, ever who's calling the plays are very good play callers. Very good. Got a nice feel for what, you know, there's some teams that, you know, they do some really good stuff, but when they get in the game, maybe they're not as smooth in the play call. They're really good play callers. So
how much in terms of having already played a team that runs a lot of the same stuff up front, especially like with Clemson with the power and the counter stuff that they like to run out of a lot of the same formations, even in some cases, how did that actually help? Did you see some familiarity right at the beginning with some of the players for having seen some of that stuff earlier?
Well, Auburn and Clemson are similar, but they're different. Clemson's looking to throw the ball. Auburn's looking to stick it down your throat. So they may line up in the same formations, but they're not trying to get the same things done.
You talked a little about Jalen and Nate. For Nate, that's a guy that you kind of were on, that's a guy you kind of found in Alabama, going to highly doubted guy. How rewarding is that to see a guy like that blossom the way he has this year?
Well, he was highly touted, just may not have been highly touted by the recruiting experts. Because if you ask the high school coaches in the city of Mobile, the first player they'd tell you that year when you say, who's the best player down here, they said Nate Andrews, every one of them. And so, I mean, you can kind of take these stars and whatnot, but if you ask the high school coaches, usually they know. But knowing Nate since he was a freshman, what kind of kid he was, it's not surprising me that he's had success.
How much has that helped you? Just know, because, I mean, you've got such a deep history in high school coaching in Alabama, you know, you and your dad and all the places you guys have been. How much has that helped you guys just kind of finding those guys that maybe the rest of the world or the recruiting agencies aren't as long as
you? No, it's kind of funny that you asked that. I'm not sure that if you didn't look at tape and you just – if you just called the high school coaches and not ask about the ones on their team, ask about the ones they played against, you'd probably be right more times than not by going off that than you would watch them. I mean, really.
Coach, you've had 1 year to work. 1 year to work with Telvin Smith. Coach Fisher's talked about his progression from year one to now, but just what have you learned about him as a person and as a player in your 1 year with him?
He loves football. Loves football. And he's going to do whatever it takes to be a good football player. He's a leader. He's physical. He affects people in a positive way. He's the quarterback of our defense, without a doubt.